The Lucky Octopus, written and recorded by Tara Benwell. Ollie the octopus only had 7 legs. "The last one will grow," the ocean doctor said the day Ollie was born. "But when?" asked Ollie's mother. She was very sad. "When Ollie turns 8 years old," the doctor said. For 7 years, Ollie's brothers and sisters teased her about her missing leg. She was the youngest octopus in the family. Her sister, Olivia, was the oldest. "Ollie only has 7 legs because she isn't part of our real family," Olivia told the other sea creatures one day. It was a lie, but everyone believed Olivia because she was the oldest. When the other sea creatures played games like tag and hide-and-go-seek, Ollie's brother Oscar wouldn't let Ollie play. "You can't catch a fish with only 7 legs," Oscar said. "Go and find a friend that has an extra leg to play with." Ollie searched around the ocean, but there weren't any kind sea creatures to play with. She was very lonely. One day, Ollie's brother Orlando saw Ollie playing by herself in the seaweed. He was very happy. "Guess what I found today, Ollie?" Orlando said. "A treasure chest. It's from a ship, and it is full of beautiful jewels." "Can I see it?" Ollie asked. "I've always dreamed of seeing a treasure chest." "I'm not showing it to anyone," Orlando said. "Especially not a tiny octopus with only 7 legs." Ollie went home and told her mother that she was sad. "Everyone treats me differently because I only have 7 legs," she said. "Don't worry," her mother said. "Tomorrow is your 8th birthday, and you will finally grow another leg. Then you will never be lonely." That night, Ollie dreamed that she grew another leg. Everyone celebrated and ate delicious food. She was so happy. But the next day, when Ollie woke up and counted her legs, there were still only 7. Ollie hid in the seaweed patch and cried. She was so sad. Suddenly, a sea fairy appeared. It was the tiniest creature Ollie had ever seen. "You are the lucky octopus I have been waiting for," the sea fairy said. "I am?" Ollie said. "Yes, only the luckiest octopus gets to make 3 wishes." Ollie knew exactly what to wish for. "First, I wish that Olivia was honest," Ollie said. "Your wish is granted. Now you have 2 more wishes," the fairy said. "Second, I wish that Oscar was kind." "And now he is," the fairy said. "And what is your last wish?" "Lastly, I wish that Orlando was fair," Ollie said. Before the tiny sea fairy disappeared, she told Ollie that she was the kindest octopus in the whole sea. "I wish that all of your birthday dreams come true," the sea fairy said before she swam away. When Ollie got home, her family was waiting for her. "Surprise!" they said all at once. "I bought you a present," Oscar said. "It's a beautiful pearl necklace." "Thank you," Ollie said. "You are very kind." "I baked a delicious cake for you," Orlando said, "and I invited all of the sea creatures to share it with us." "You are very fair," Ollie said. "Thank you for sharing." "I am very sorry. I don't have a present for you," Olivia said. "I forgot it was your birthday." "That's okay," Ollie said. "You are very honest. Thank you." Ollie's mother swam over to her daughter with a red birthday balloon. "I'm so happy for you, Ollie," she said. "Why, mother?" "Look, you've finally grown your 8th leg." Ollie's mother tied the balloon to her daughter's new leg. It was the happiest day of Ollie's life.
Brought to you by EnglishClub.com.